Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 22, 1950, the Girl Guides Association of Barbados warmly welcomed the newly elected members of its executive committee. The joyous occasion was celebrated during the 4th annual general meeting at the association's headquarters, Pax Hill. These elected individuals included Mr. J. O'Mahony and Mrs. J. Connell, with Mrs. Ward taking up the position of secretary. However, the election of a new president, now filled by Mrs. Savage, was a particular cause for celebration. The special event was attended by association members of all ages. Girls from Carrington's Village Girls' School, Queen's College, and St. Michael's Girls did their part on the day by presenting a display on typical guiding activities. There to welcome Lady Savage, wife of the Governor of Barbados, into her important new role was the Island Commissioner, Mrs. Williams. She announced her pleasure at the decision but admitted that this was a bittersweet moment for her. While the organization was welcoming vibrant new energy by way of its new president, the absence of one of its dedicated leaders was certainly going to be a blow. This leader was Mrs. P. Campbell, who was the committee's chairman but was to be leaving the country soon with her husband. Nevertheless, this likely did not mark the end of her devoted service to community, because once a guide, always a guide. Following Williams's address, Lady Savage had the opportunity to speak. She expressed her willingness for the task ahead, despite never having been a guider herself. She admitted that after witnessing the young guides on parade during the visit of Her Royal Highness Princess Alice, she was nothing short of impressed. To confirm her admiration, she said emphatically, "I was very proud of the Barbados guides, and I am sure you will agree that much credit is due to the Island Commissioner, Mrs. Williams, whose devotion to guiding has inspired the movement in Barbados." She encouraged the guides to follow suit, remaining committed to the movement. This meant taking every opportunity to educate the public on their aims and methods to promote community development. Finally, Lady Savage reminded the girls and young women that above all, the core of guiding was the spirit of fun and adventure. No doubt, it is this spirit which helped this young organization to blossom into one which continues to play an active role in the development of the girl and service to the Barbadian society. The now 103-year-old Girl Guide Association of Barbados was in full celebratory mode when Lady Savage was introduced as the new president on this day, March 22, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.